Good evening, brethren. I'd like to read a verse from Hebrews chapter 9, a couple of verses here. Verse 11 and 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. What a great passage that is. He is a high priest of good things to come. We've been talking about those things. And it says that he entered by his own blood. He entered in to the holy place by his own blood. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that Jesus had no sin.
Yeah, that's right.
So he didn't, I mean, we enter by his blood because of our sin. Mm-hmm. But with Jesus, he had no sin.
Amen.
But he did, what this is really all about, as I understand it, is he presented. This is after he had got the victory at the cross, mm-hmm. after he had already shed his blood for our sins and put it away. Mm-hmm. After that, he went up into heaven, mm-hmm. and then was the time of formal, and I underscore the word formal, presentation
yeah.
of the blood to the Father.
Yeah.
Showed him the nail print hands, mm-hmm. and fought. The point is, he said, in effect, Father, you sent me down there to die. I had a commandment to lay my life down and to take it again.
Amen.
I did it.
Yeah.
Here's the proof.
Yeah. Amen.
And, I mean, if he hadn't done it, of course we know he did, but then could he enter in and show him? No. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why he entered in by his own blood, because he was saying, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
He was. It was the formal presentation.
Yeah.
It completed the atonement process.
Yeah.
Sure, God knew that he had died on the cross. God knew it, but this was the formal, necessary process of presenting that to the
mm-hmm.
Father
mm-hmm.
so he could accept it in our behalf,
yeah.
formally.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the whole point,
mm-hmm.
formally. And so that was a great victory. And I think of him entering into heaven after being down here, having been gone for 33 and a half years, you know, and a big, like, ticker tape parade, more or less. I don't know if that's the best, a poor expression, but you know what I mean? It was a big celebration. And then he presented the blood to the Father. And it's pictured by the high priest going in once a year and sprinkling the blood on the mercy seat.
Yes.
It's also pictured by the two birds. The one with his wings were dipped in blood from the one that was sacrificed and then flew off into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of Jesus going into heaven
mm-hmm.
to present his blood. And of course the Father accepted that blood.
Amen.
He accepted that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, well, we're very, very satisfied and pleased that God was satisfied
Amen.
And pleased.
Amen.
And this is his sacrifice for us, which the Father accepted fully in our behalf.
Amen.
So I thank God for this table. It helps us to keep it in memory.
Amen.
And I thank God for this ordinance that it's the scripture says that this, the gospel says in 1 Corinthians 15, it saves us if we keep it in memory.
Amen.
This helps us to keep it in memory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's pray.